Danny, must be delighted securing another season in League One with a good 3 points today.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted, you know, for everybody associated with the football club, none more so than the fans. You know, the followers, you know, through thick and thin. It's been a roller coaster of a season at times, and a lot of times, like you did see in the first half there today, you know, it's been that roller coaster. There's been some excellent performances, you know, and I think when you reflect and look over the course of it, you find yourself, and it's just trying to find that consistency. And that's why I want to, you know, mention the fans, because they put up with that level of it, you know, and it's an absolute pleasure to come and serve. And, you know, we will do our best, you know, to be up there and put a better push, you know, for maybe the playoffs next season, etc. We'll look to, you know, recruit in the summer coming up. But, you know, a big testament, and just say to the guys there, you know, that over the course of the season, they've been absolutely fantastic in everything that they've given. You know, how quickly they can pick themselves up. You see, for the first half today, you know, we go one down. We'd actually started the game bright, had the first chance in the game, wee Ali fails to hit the target, and then we lose a very, very soft goal. But the response after that, and the character shown in the football, and to get ourselves ahead was very, very pleasing. Knowing the good side that Montrose are and the consistency that they have, we're the finish year upon year. We know that they would be well at it in the second half, and that was the case. But I thought we then showed a great other side to our game, you know, the character. You know, there was players there that covered every single blade of grass. Mo, Arne Spleena, who I thought was outstanding, and a big shout out for Arne tonight, because you know, he's got a fractured toe, and that's how he missed the game last week. And he's came here today, wanted to give it a go, and you wouldn't have known. I says, listen, play with two broken toes, or you're going to play like that every single week. But, you know, that type of stuff. Big Neil Parry coming back in, had a few good saves at the end there. But overall, you know, it wasn't just down to this one game today. It gets you over that line, no doubt about it, but it's over the course of the season, and there's people that haven't put a jersey on today, like Ross Cunningham, Josh Bradley-Hurst, who are injured, the subs, etc. Boys that are no longer with us, you know, even supporters that are no longer with us, everybody's had a big major push to achieve what we have.